negative orang ini kanuk
Translate the agenda, how to store away the food and animals
and prepare them.
And how we how much we have to take care of there's a little bit of time. We'll start from the end and go around the room. So everybody got a chance to talk. Mrs. Jensen will talk. Eskimo when I was really young, I watched those first people, how they used to store their food. How they dropped them in ground holes. They store them in the if they want to store their food away, they keep, step on it so that the air won't come through. They want it to last longer. So they fill it up. They have a lot of good food. They want it. They're gonna make the meat. If they wanna make good dry meat, they wash it with salt water from the ocean. That's real good. Never be hard. Take the blood out. She wanted it to last for winter time. That's how my mom prepared it. Take the blood off, wash it through salt water. It's nice and soft. And then the fishes. They hardly dry them. But they always make it for to eat frozen. They dig out the ground. They put grass around it. Yellow grass all around it. And then cover it with gravel. That's for good something that we don't have on the hill. We hope I'll talk about it again. Towards springtime when food is getting scarce. They gather crab legs.
Abu tinggi larak si Blues. Umur tu tinggi Blues. Takum mengamuk. Tenani, tekanani iyuna tu umur anguwita. Taki katanmi.
And in winter, they just get them from the storm shed, bring them in, and then use them to mix with other food, and their food is getting scarce. One of the other, besides crab legs, with the little fishes' heads, they store them in the storm shed, and when they run out of food, they get bring them in and eat them with seal oil, and that's how they never throw nothing away. They're looking sweet. She's like an animal. That kind of talk is called animal.
School mun.
When I first moved to Kotzebue some years ago, they called me to school to give a speech of how to eat a caribou. And so, since I ate caribou most of my life, I'll talk about caribou. In the winter, the hunters, the people, follow the caribou. When they kill it in winter, the Eskimo hunter makes special fix it, prepare, preserve it a special way. If they want to have good cork, they preserve it a little different than the one they would cook. They save the sinew, they freeze it with the meat, they save all the hide. In the winter, they have to go long ways. They pack it up so that they can pack it in their bag. They use it for pans. Everything is out of a caribou. Seems like it's easier in the winter to take care of a caribou because everything can freeze. It won't decay. And everything is saved. The meat, the legs, the feet, the bones, they save the bones. They ham all the bones and then cook it and make tallow, edible tallow, the one we can use for lard and for frying and for akutuk. Called buyak. And so they store this away in the winter in the part of the guts from the caribou and store it in there. Six caribou bones, all bones except for the hoofs are can be saved inside that caribou gut.
And so
they
threw
it away.
So
tallow in there. When they bury the caribou, they turn it, they never open the stomach. They keep the caribou overnight out in the cold winter after they kill it. And the next day they skin it. All the meat is soft. Right now she was for Kongulik. That's
liver. Sweet. It's sweeter than umaga. Pilaktik.
The liver.
Damna, nerukanat, nerukarmen, kinipikstokloko.
The guts, that's.
Angalat lobo.
The contents of the stomach is called nerukak. It's green like grass. When you eat it, man, that's good. When you eat it with nerukak, is the contents of the liver and the liver mixed together, and they make it like it's called kumulik. So let me crave. When they say long ago people throw away things, it's not right. They save every bit, every little bit of the caribou. Caribou spring, in the springtime when the females get pregnant.
Kangani Patul to go bedni, Patul Miki Pisuga, Bakker or Akta, Una, Pumusumusita Tamna Una no gong, no gora, Mila, Itu,
She's talking about her mom was raised having milk from caribou milk and so in the spring a pregnant female when they kill one and she suffers. Her mom was
part of the
I think we will save the skin.
The natural canoe kitumang nga kulang nera no wall. Nagaka im neyu tamara katin misikangi tape ko. Sheep cut.
even sheep, the dark sheep, monkey sheep, was used to make as used a white party to hunt with. They used them for white hunting party. Ways they do it. So anything
else.
We grind the caribou meat in the summer. In the summer, when they want to save that meat, they always tie that with skin.
And
they want to save the meat, they really tie it before it sets for storage.
What change of which I'm making is not that none of the common causes of necessarily Neruka Gurna Ilanga Tap the Kaflu, Neruka Ilo, the Mazin to singing in Iglu Uli singing in Iglu, Nikitum Nikitting on Iglu, Abuki Kiru. Boy, it's sweet. It's really good. That's the richest food.
The caribou leg meat put in the
nerukak,
that the caribou contents of it,
and put the liver
and
they
put away in the guts and then make it sweet, and then it's good. Long ago they never leave food out in the sun. They really protect them from the sun and keep them bundled up in the summer. Now in the summertime,
Aknam ini rangan, ilu kaya sagu ublu baki ganik tiga lagi kusi gawat ini kadi lewi. Sisoni pit mata, pinam. Ika yu tiga luk tepka, sangu ruting ni cuk pit laut dan luk tu. Pit kor luk tu.
Little queen parts are as big as coffee can. When they catch beluga, the women get together and go out the house and cook. Share in one day or part of the day. And their parts are really little. Those people never say, "Don't follow us." They never say that. They share with everybody.
And
they feel sorry for good people.
And help them.
And they never talk about each other's funny way. But right now, somebody is standing there and they just leave him.
Because
the person
asks,
nobody likes to see that. How do you prepare your
food?
Stomach of beluga, they save and store their food, where their meat put away, or bladder of ugruk. Everything, every little thing, even intestines, they make raincoats out of them. They save every bit of the animal, the mammal especially, and they save it. But now it's changed. Now when you look around after a big butcher, you see down the beach, they show even the skin of Ubu, you see them, it's not like that anymore.
Asimu dikshangani, Priyapu dikshangani, Nirvayu dikshangani.
From getting poison. Somebody getting poison. They really watch it from there. In the summer, because it can poison real quick. Helen, see if you can stop. She is stuck in about what her parents used to store food. They used to put ugruk and quail meat away. They have to keep the sun from ruining meat. They have to put them up away right away and dry them later on. They are different around here. When I see them cutting seals around here, I sure thought they were different. They can cut them right away. In cuts of you, they sure can work in cuts of you. We can work like that, but we're not as fast. It takes a lot of time to work on Ugruk. But my mother showed me how to work very good. The seal is a lot of help at in Point Hope too. They clean the skin. They make leather for it. And then they use a female seal for water boots. They use them from long ago. They are taught from generation to generation. The little seals are for leather. Some people can make good white leather from seals. And the ugruk, when I see them, when they make ugruk skin for bottoms, the maklak bottoms, they like to pick the female ones that can crimp real easy. And then clean it, take all the blubber off. And she brought the water over, and then she cleaned it with the water. And then she cleaned it with the ulu, so the blubber can wash off. And that is where she learned to make good ugruk. And inside are real white when you do that. Those are the ways of ugruk and seal she is talking about. You can use a lot of ways to use the seal. You can make string rope. Or you can keep the hair out or the inside, and you can use it for bottoms too, for slippers. There is lots of ways to make use of the seal skin, and then for pants too. She made a pair once for small seal skins. They are the softest probably. She is talking about six or families making seal skin pants. She is talking about some families, but I don't know their English names. But I made my own. And then I cleaned them good, and she took care of them. Started the same time, and they had their already made the seal pants. And she was still cleaning hers. It took her a long time to make them. But mine were the cleanest when I got them done. I sure was so hoping everything. I'm not bragging, but that's how I am. I am the slowest in doing things. Amy Jones. She is going to talk about caribou. She said she got hungry for caribou too. When Della was talking about caribou, they made cried meat. And then they put something in. He's young, he does not know how to. The young don't know how to take care of the caribou. Yeah, it's going now. When the young go walking and get lots of caribou, they hang them up and then they bring the meat home, bones and all. They fill they always bury the meat and then cover them with moss and rocks. It can stay there all winter. And then springtime they can go and get them. And some other people go get them. She'd wait for the meat to come. And then when they come, she would eat a lot.
and her younger sister, younger brother come. They called them Iyaraktak, covered with rocks and moss. That is the best way. That is the best way to preserve the caribou, when you cover them with rocks and moss for a long time. The young people don't know what it is unless somebody told them. They already tell the fish. They always